morning. Once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. As always, the Community Corner, our chance to talk with somebody around the area, talking about things that are happening here in Brenham and Washington County, what you can learn about, take part in, and enjoy. And today we'll be visiting again with our good friends from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce today. And joining us here in studio is going to be our friend Whitney Ragonis today. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Craig. How are you this morning?
I'm great today. Thanks for coming in and joining with us today. And of course, let's start off with the Chamber of Commerce. So how are things going at the Chamber these days?
Well, you know, despite everything that's going on around us, living with an active pandemic and lots of discussions and engagement on, social issues, the Chamber's actually doing quite well. So we're really working hard to serve our members, but more importantly, serve our community and be a good community partner. So we're still active in the Joint Information Center and actively supporting that effort and trying to get as much information, tools, and resources to build consumer confidence right here in Washington County out to the public and get all of that information in the hands of the people who need it and our small businesses as well.
Yeah. And so, of course, we're halfway done with 2020. You know, we're at the midway point. How have things gone? How have things changed from, you know, January 1 to here we are, you know, almost middle of July? How have things changed with the Chamber?
Well, that's a great question because, we've had some opportunity to look back and reflect. We started, 2020 off. It was going to be a great year. It still is a great year. It's just a little different. Mm-hmm. But our vision was clear, and we had met with our board back in December of 2019, and we had, a great direction. Our board remains engaged and active, but I will have to say that we've had to take a pause to regroup and reassess and refocus our program of work, and just, reevaluate what is important to our memberships and to our community. We've had the opportunity to really talk with our members. We've listened to them. And we're changing some of our programming. Obviously, what we've done in the past has been very much in person, a lot of networking. So some of that's going online. We've had a great webinar series this summer. We've had some really interesting topics. We had Esteban Pedraza of Texas A&M Engineering Office come and talk with us on our webinar about OSHA guidelines and how we keep our businesses safe, because we've kind of shifted from what we were talking about in January, February, early March to, how do we keep our workplaces safe during an active pandemic? How do we coexist with this virus that can make us sick and can disrupt our lives? And, we've also talked a lot about what can we do to build consumer confidence and then make sure that our community is engaged in, conversations to promote diversity and inclusion. So a lot has changed since January. Things that weren't necessarily on the top of the priority list have certainly changed, and we've shifted a bit of our direction. But at the end of the day, we are still doing what we've always done, and that's our membership promise, which is we support business, we support our workforce, and we support that quality of life that we all love so much.
Yeah. And of course, with things changing like that, what kind of things are you doing to, ensure that your members are getting, their investment back from being a Chamber member? What kind of things are we seeing differently these days?
Well, I think one of the things is, the webinar series has been great. It's making sure that people have, first and foremost, early on in the pandemic, it was making sure that people had access to resources because we did have the CARES stimulus package. That was put forth by our federal government, which was very, very helpful to small businesses. And I have to give a shout out and commend our local community banks here in Washington County. They did an outstanding job of supporting our small business here through the PPP program, the payroll protection program that came through the Small Business Administration. We really just focused on getting that information out. And I think by and large, most people have gone through that process. Not everyone that applied received funding, but most in Washington County did, especially if you worked with a local community bank. So now our shift is businesses started opening back up in early May. It's how do we keep those businesses safe, and how do we make sure that your consumer that's coming in feels safe when they come into your place of work. So there's, you know, engineering controls that can be put in place. For example, you see a lot of businesses that have installed plexiglass. There's administrative controls. So that's changing policies and procedures to make sure that, you know, high-touch areas are being wiped down frequently, that, you know, employees and your workforce are practicing good hygiene and following CDC guidelines. And then there's also the, you know, personal protective equipment, which is masks or whatever it is that's necessary in your job. You know, depending upon what you do, of course, if you're in healthcare, you're going to have very different PPP than, you know, we do here at the chamber, or someone else that's might dealing with just a public, you know, the mask. You know, obviously, they're recommended for those that are dealing with the public and working, and really recommended for everyone if you're out and about and you can't social distance.
All right. And of course, to talk about the small businesses you mentioned, what do you hear? What's kind of the pulse of the small businesses here in the area?
You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, our government regulations due to the pandemic have certainly hurt our small businesses. You know, we've seen that our big box retailers have been able to, by and large, stay open and serve the public and serve their consumers. But our small businesses have really been impacted, especially those in the hospitality industry. You know, Washington County loves to welcome our visitors to our community. We had a beautiful bluebonnet season, and so many visitors did not get to come and see all the things that Washington County has to offer. So, you know, that industry has been hurt. Not only that, you know, our personal services, our hair and nail and massage therapy salons, those have been really, they're starting to rebound. I like to call it a bounce forward and not a bounce back, because I think that's what we're going to have to do. We're not going to get back to exactly how we were before, but we can bounce forward. You know, if we're practicing good, you know, following CDC guidelines to keep our consumers safe, if we're doing all the things that we can do to build consumer confidence in our businesses, you know, we can one day again welcome visitors to the community in a safe manner, and, you know, welcome people back to, you know, getting back to business. But we have to do it in a safe and orderly manner. And but we are seeing that, you know, businesses are really innovating as well. Mm-hmm. I've been very, very impressed by so many of our chamber members who have really kind of thought outside of the box. Of course, we had many of our restaurants that did take out, but some shifted their menus completely and did more family style dining. They didn't just take out, you know, a plate of food here and a plate. It was really rethinking their menu, thinking about, okay, if I'm eating at home with my family, what do I want my food to look like? So, you know, you saw some casseroles and some other things. We've seen drive-by style shows from businesses downtown. So people have really gotten creative, and that's been a fun process to watch. You know, Washington County is built on the backs of entrepreneurs. I think we should be very, very proud of that history, because we have a history of innovating. I mean, you don't have to look past our cisterns in downtown to see how robust this community is with innovation and entrepreneurial spirit. So it's been a great opportunity for those who've been, you know, willing to take a little risk, think outside the box, and change things up. So I have 100% confidence that Washington County will bounce forward after the pandemic, and even while we're living with the pandemic, to greatness. I think it's, you know, our economy will remain strong. Right now, if I, you know, have read the data correctly, well, you know, we've seen a slight uptick in our unemployment numbers, but we're not seeing the same as Bryan College Station is Houston. So we're under their levels, and that the rates that they're reporting for unemployment. So I think that's a good indicator of our economy. Our local economy is strong, and I would just say, anyone that can hear my voice, if you have the opportunity to buy local, buy local. You know, it's easy to order online and you know, get from those big box retailers online that don't have and don't support your little league team or your soccer team. But if you can buy local, you know, local businesses are the ones that are going to give back to our community. And, you know, buying local and working together as a community, what makes a community at the end of the day? So if I can, you know, have, you know, any message that's taken away today, it's buy local, support mm-hmm. your friends and neighbors, and support our community.
There you go. And of course, I think we're starting to still seeing businesses kind of expand and open up new businesses even these times.
We have. We've seen some new businesses, start their business, and so it's exciting. Sometimes tough conversations. Sometimes a change in your routine and what you've considered norm for many, many years. Sometimes it can be a good thing. I know at the chamber we're looking at all of our programs. We're looking at what can we change and what can we improve, and we're taking this opportunity to do so. We're also taking the opportunity to make sure that we are being as inclusive and diverse as we possibly can. We're very fortunate at the chamber that we have a very diverse board. We have people with different viewpoints, different backgrounds, different level of positions within their companies. We're very, very fortunate. And I would encourage anyone to go to our website and take a look at our board of directors. And these are the people that represent business in our community. And I'm very proud to say that we are very well represented at the chamber. That's something to be very, very proud of for our organization.
And let's talk about those people out there that maybe have some businesses that maybe have some ideas that they want to pass on to people, or they need some help. I need some ideas to help my business. How do they go about, get in touch with you guys to get those questions
answered? Well, certainly they can always call us at the chamber. Our number is 979-836-3695. And so they can always call us there. We can talk them through. And sometimes it's just, connecting them with another business that's been really, really successful. We've done that in the past. So if you are, opening a retail business, downtown or outside of downtown, we'd be happy to connect you with another business in the area that's been successful in that. And, maybe you can look to them as developing a mentoring relationship with them and just ask them. That's the great thing about Washington County is people want each other to succeed. You hear the term a rising tide raises all ships. And that is so true, especially now. I've made the statement several times is we're all in the same storm, but our boats are really different. And the great thing about what I've seen in Washington County is folks that might be in a boat that might be springing a leak, there's been so many people that have come to them and said, here, take this plug, take this life vest, take this life preserver, and let me help you sustain and weather this storm. Because truly, if the tide raises all of us, just think how great that's going to be for our community in the long run.
There you go. And, of course, you guys also have the website as well that people can go to and get a lot of information there.
We do. It's Brenham, Texas, and Texas is all spelled out, .com. And great resources and information. We do have a page specifically focused on COVID-19 that you can go. There's lots of resources there. There's guidelines from the state, from OSHA, and also from Texas Workforce Commission and others who've put forth guidelines and just helpful hints of how to keep your business safe and how to promote consumer confidence through your actions of keeping those that come frequent your business safe.
There you go. All right. And I want to switch gears real quick.
Sure.
To something a little bit different today that we talk about. Every once in a while, I know with the school starting back up, we're about, a month away?
Yes.
School starting back up. You guys are still doing the PEACE program this coming up year.
We are. I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, we're super excited to kick off the PEACE program this fall, which is really in August, which doesn't really seem like fall.
Not around
these parts. Had that conversation today. When does summer actually end? I'm like, I don't think it ends till September, but really not till November because it's so hot still. So we're super excited about the PEACE program. If any business is out there and you're interested in, being a part of that, being a sponsor of the PEACE program, don't hesitate to call us at the chamber. We can connect you with the right resources. Shay Janner is the staff liaison for that program. And basically, we work with the PALS group at their student leaders at the high school, and they help us go into the elementary schools and promote core values each month. So each month, there is a core value that we focus on and encourage in our businesses. It's on all of the communications that we send out at the chamber. I talk to a lot of HR managers, HR directors, and they print out the core value and put it on their bulletin boards and their places of work so their workforce can see it, the kids see it at school. This month, for the month of June and July, they typically combine, but it's imagination. And so I thought, how fitting, because I think that's what a lot of us are doing is we're trying to you know, kind of think outside the box, innovate, and imagine what's next for us, and how do we live with this active pandemic and have some sense of normalcy and joy in our lives. We've had some great words in the last, you know, May was determination, right when we were starting to open back up. So being determined to, you know, to get it right and to open. And then to me, the most important, you know, value I think that we focused on in the last few months is humility. And that's something I think that we really still needs to be front and center is humility. And so it's just really putting others first, caring for others before we care for ourselves, and just thinking about others. I know that there's, you know, a lot of fear and uncertainty right now. And sometimes when people are fearful or uncertain of the future and things are not how they've always been, it's hard to think about others. We tend to turn inwards at that time. So I just encourage everyone to be kind, be patient, especially with our small businesses. You know, they have a lot of stress that they're trying to endure, their financial stress of paying their bills. The stimulus money is, you know, sometimes at this point it's starting to run out. And so businesses are stressed. They're experiencing a lot of stress. Plus, they need to be open to the public if they're, you know, in retail or somehow hospitality. There's regulations that's preventing them from that. So there's just a lot to manage as a small business, even on a good day. But you add trying to run a business in an active pandemic. It's very stressful. So humility will go a long way for all of us. And it's good to role model for our children, because we really do need to be kind and, again, patient with our small businesses and with our neighbor, because everybody is viewing the pandemic through their own personal lens. They're looking at it through their past experiences and doing what they feel is right for their family. And no one should be judged for doing what they feel is right for their own personal family.
There you go. All right. And, of course, if people in business out there want to join the Peace Program, you guys are still taking a business in for that.
Absolutely.
And what do they have to do to be part of the Peace Program?
Yeah, no. There's a nominal fee, and we've got a fee structure at the Chamber, so you can call and ask for anyone. But specifically, Shay Janner is the staff liaison for that program, and she can get you signed up for that. And basically, your information will be attached to any of the printed materials that go out for the Peace Program. And it's on our website as a Peace Program. You can go there and get more information as well about the details about that. We also partner with Game Changers. They're another great nonprofit organization in the community that works with the Peace Program and making sure that those core values are shared through their programming as well.
There you go. All right. And of course, this is, you know, kind of a bridge between the elementary school, the little kids, the businesses and the families that see them, you know, kind of just bring the community together.
Well,
you know,
I see
from all ages.
On your wall, I see lots of gratitude signs that have been colored by some artist, which all the viewers can see that too. It's great artwork. So gratitude was letting others know you see how they've helped you. So you must have been very helpful.
One of the pre-Ks a few years ago gave that to us, and, you know, it's just not, you know, until it falls down, it's going to be
exactly
there.
I love it. Very nice artwork.
Thank you. All right. Anything else we need to go over today, Wendy? Anything that you wanted to get out to the people, any messages anywhere else?
I think, you know, as we part today, you know, my key messages for anyone that's hearing and for our members is, you know, do what you can as a small business to build consumer, you know, confidence. That's through your actions to keep your workforce and your, you know, place of business safe. And I would just ask that, you know, people are kind and patient and nice and have humility for each other and buy local. Yeah. I mean, to me, that is such an important decision that you can make right now. If you have the opportunity to buy local, please buy local and, you know, and shop at our small businesses as well, because they're
not only are you helping out the businesses, but the community, because the tax dollars coming back and everything.
Absolutely. Those sales tax revenue stay here when you buy
it's
local.
A big circle that helps everybody else.
It is.
There you go.
It is.
All right, Wendy, again, if people have questions or if they want to get hold of the Chamber, how do they do that?
They can call at 979-836-3695, and you can speak to anyone on the staff. But always, if you want to speak with me, just ask for me, and I will be happy to speak with anyone who calls in. You can also, you know, email us. Our names are, you know, whatever. Wendy, my name, WENDE, at burnhamtexas.com. So you can always email me directly. And just, you know, lots of good information on our website as well, burnhamtexas.com.
There you go. All right. Wendy Rodas, president of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming and talking with us today.
Thank you. And, always an honor and always a lot of fun.
And I hope everything works out for the chamber for the rest of the year.
Oh, it's going to be a great year for the chamber. We're really excited.
You guys have worked good for the first half. Second half should be a breeze, right?
Let's hope so.
There we go. All right, there we go. The Community Corner will do it all again next Tuesday once again. Another guest here in the Community Corner discussing events happening around the area, Brenham and Washington County. Again, if you have something going on, you want to get on the Community Corner, give us a call here at the offices at 979-836-3655 or email Holly Ryder, promotions@ktex.com, and talk to her, and she'll get you on booked up. Give us a couple weeks, a month out, to get you scheduled on and get you on the docket for the Community Corner and get the information out for the people here on KWHI AM FM 101.7.